We'll call the meeting to order and I'll take
3:04 PM.
Yep. Okay, we'll start off by the pledge and maybe somebody else will come in. I have my little flag here. So we'll start off by saying, okay. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Well, that was a good chorus, huh?
Yeah, it's hard on Zoom. I know, yeah.
I know, it is. Okay, roll call. Ron Sill.
Here.
Joan Shaw. Absent. Virginia Costigan, absent. Jen DeRosha. Jen, are you here? Well, I know she's here. Elizabeth Lally.
Here.
Michael McFarland is absent. Okay, I'm surprised. Okay, public portion. Is there anyone from the public portion that would like to speak? The public portion is now closed. Okay, we have two director's reports from Christine, and I wanted to include both of them because she took the time to write them. So the one from February, does anyone have any questions for her? We'll start with that one first. Christine, how is your blood drive?
The blood drives are going well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We don't have one in March. We don't have another one until the end of August now. I mean, April. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to stay the summer.
Okay.
I mean, we've been able to, being closed, provide them with a space because there's a, like right now, I just got an email this morning, there's a critical shortage in the valley. So, you know, I tried to help out where I could.
Okay. All right. And tax preparation is pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going well.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Yeah. Very good.
They've been definitely busy.
Okay. Are they basically people who had been here before? Or are there new people coming in? Or is it a mix?
Both.
Okay.
Yep, both.
Okay. Because I've heard people saying that they've had it done here down the center for years and they were going back. Uh-huh.
And then some people, a lot of people from Ansonia Senior Center, which we had originally put on a wait list and then filled them in as, you know, we had a lull in the calls. But yeah, a lot of people, because Ansonia Senior Center didn't have anyone to do there, so, you know, we said, yeah. So
that's
we have a mix of both, the old and new.
Uh-huh. Really good. It's good for our people too. And it's good for everyone to know that we do take out-of-towners also. Okay. All right. Now, is there any questions on her February 2nd report? May I have a motion to accept that report, please?
So move, Ron.
Okay. Jen, are you there? Betty, somebody second it, please.
Second it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, now we have the February report. I mean, the March report.
Pardon?
The March. Okay. Does anyone have any questions about the March report? Nothing? Okay. Once again, may I have a motion to accept the director's March report?
I motion.
Thanks, Jen. Seconded by?
I'll second it.
Okay, Betty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. Next we have the financial report. Ron, you're usually sharp with this. Any comments on that, on the financial report?
No, seems like we're in pretty good shape.
Christine, you said that you were doing the budget when I talked to you, I think last time. You're working on the budget?
Yeah, I had my first budget meeting last Tuesday.
Okay.
I had to present to them the instructors, and then I had to do a report where I had to tell them how many people attended each instructor's classes.
Okay.
You know, because there's not enough money for what we originally had. We've discussed this in the past.
Right.
For what was originally in there when I came on, there wasn't enough money in the budget. So I just want to try to get that money in the budget so that going forward, any new programs that I add that would cost money, I would have to probably charge for down the road. I just want them to fill what, you know, the instructors that are here already and have been here. So that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. How about the remaining budget that you have for instructors?
Well, they know we haven't spent it because we've been closed.
Right.
I think they told me I've only spent a total of, up till that meeting last week, $1,725 exactly. out of that budget.
Exactly.
That's so one of the things they talked about was taking some of the money we haven't used this year that would, I guess, go back into the general fund. They talked about leaving it and putting it into this budget. But it was my first workshop with them, so I'll see what happens if I get called back in or what. It's really their decision.
Okay. Okay.
Right now I've only spent $1,725 out of the $25,000.
Right. So you've got, yeah, $23 left over.
Yes.
And they understand the strange year, right?
That's the other thing I said to them. I said, look, you know, I mean, we closed almost a year ago. We opened in October for a brief period of time. And then once the numbers rose, I explained to them the instructors stopped coming again. And now a couple of them are back in the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did go, I did tell them all of that, which they should know. They've been going through the same stuff we were all going through.
Right. Yeah.
Christine, is there any possibility of you adding on again any instructors to use?
I left instructors on there, you know, like sign language and stuff like that. If she doesn't come back, I could hire into that.
Yeah, okay. You haven't tried to contact her at all or to see?
I have not heard from her, no.
No, me neither, no.
Somebody from disability called me about her, but I haven't heard anything back from her.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're not going to utilize her or if you're questioning if she's going to be available, do you think perhaps with a letter contacting her to ask her what her status is, if she's going to return or not?
Yes, I will do that.
I think
because I will do that with everybody.
Okay.
All the instructors that haven't been here, I've been talking to them periodically. And then my plan is to find out if they're going to come back after the vaccine. So right now, a couple of, like the strength training instructor, she's going to wait till she gets her vaccine and then she'll come back. That seems to be the consensus. I will do the same thing with her and reach out to her. And if not, then I'll replace her with someone.
Okay.
So did you ask the same $25,000 for next year, next budget?
That's what we actually need is $29,000 to cover all of the salaries as they are with all the people that have been on there since before I started. We were short in that budget.
Oh, okay. So that's what you put in, $29,000?
Yeah, 29 and change. Do you want the exact number, Ron?
No, that's all right. So that's for a normal year.
Yeah, and I said that. They said if it was a normal year, this is what you would need. And I said, yes, if there was no COVID and everything else, I would need 29, you know, and change.
Right. All right, good.
Okay, Christine, see if I'm understanding you correctly. You need 29. You have 23 left. But I know between now and July, some of that will be gone.
Yes. But not all of it will be gone.
No.
They've only for the salaries, it would be $29,120, and they've only allotted $25,000.
Right.
So I'm just trying to get back what's already been in there. I just wanted to cover for the instructors that we've had all along, which was short.
So what you want to do is you want to make sure that nobody has to pay for classes. Everything will be free.
Everything that we have on our calendar currently, I don't want anyone to pay for, correct?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
want me to charge people, and I said, I don't want to do that. I said, first of all, there are already the elderly people who are on limited incomes who pay a membership fee here, and I don't want to charge them. We don't have 5,000 members on the board.
Right. Yeah.
So I did say to that, I told them that, and I also said, I'm looking to increase it by the 4,000 to meet this, and then anything above and beyond my current instructors, so like that ballroom dance class that they wanted, they would have to be charged for that in order to compensate for that instructor. So anything new that I brought on that's already not on our current calendar, I would have to charge for.
I can understand that, yeah. Yeah, I commend you for thinking of them and doing that. I think that's a good idea.
Can I ask you, who is making the decision and on the budget that's telling you, you know, how much you can expect to get in your budget? Who are you presenting
it? The tax board does.
Okay, it is a tax board. Okay.
Yeah. So I had to present to them, and I pretty much did the same presentation that I did last year. I mean, last year they didn't give me anything. So, you know, it's the same argument or the same discussion. You know, I just want to fill what I already have. Anything above and beyond that, I understand they want to charge, but I also feel very strongly that we should not be charging that, you know, people are in fixed incomes.
Yeah,
but if I can get them to fill what I already have, then I will charge for new programs going forward.
Yeah,
if that's what I can.
I can understand for the ballroom dancing, but yeah, I see what you mean. Anything new.
Yeah, well, that was how I was trying to sweeten the pot, so to speak, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So for your total budget, you're putting in around the same total amount?
Yeah, roughly. The only thing I asked for was an increase for building operations, a little bit for COVID supplies, and to get Wi-Fi upgraded in the building.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing was the instructors, aside of the normal raises that go with the contract. And the change in the
instructors.
Cost, the whatchamacallit? The pay rate for minimum wage automatically goes up. So those things automatically are in there.
What did it go up to?
They will be going up to $13 an hour starting in August. So we bypassed the $12 an hour because she wasn't here for the whole year unless we open for meals. You know, if we open for meals before July, then her pay rate went up to 12.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we totally bypassed that because she missed that.
Sure.
And then August 1st, it goes up to $13 an hour. And then the contract raise is 2%.
Okay.
Per the collective bargaining agreement, that's 2%.
I know there's different COVID monies coming in, so some should be available to you without a doubt.
I hope so, because I've submitted all our receipts up to now. I mean, you know, because we're not open, we've been good at kind of rationing our supplies, but I've been buying supplies wherever I can. You know, we also put in for Mr. Leonard was looking for us to get a grant for one of those sprayers. So that would, hopefully that will go through COVID money. So then you would get the sprayer and it sprays the disinfectant. So you could do it in between classes and it's much quicker and cleaner. You know, it's a sanitizing sprayer. I'm hoping that goes through with a COVID grant. That would be great.
Who's putting in for that?
Tommy Leonard.
Oh, okay.
So he was going to look into that for me, and I haven't heard anything. So I have to check. I have to circle back around with him.
Yeah, he's usually good. I'm sure he's working on it.
No, he said he would. He said there should be something there. And all the rest of it, we had to submit receipts for anything that we'd buying. You know, we've been buying COVID supplies. So hopefully we'll get some reimbursement back in there, though.
Yeah.
But I a little bit for that, you know, because you're going to need the supplies.
Christine, go over the Wi-Fi again. How much was the Wi-Fi to upgrade it?
to upgrade it totally, it was, let's see. It's going up about, from $90 a month, it's going up about $130. It would be $220 a month from $90 a month. We are at the bare minimum for Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
But then I learned the other day that we actually don't need cable to run a smart TV. So that would knock off a little bit of money. I'm not sure. So I'm just left it in there. But it would go up from $90 a month to $220. So it's roughly $130 a month.
That is a lot.
Yeah, that's with Comcast.
Well, but
that's business cable and the Wi-Fi.
Right, yeah. Business is different, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Right now, we don't have any cable here at all. So it's for both of them.
I know. That's really a deficit because all the other senior centers do have the cable. They show movies, so forth and so on. Yeah, different programs.
Yeah, so we'll be able to do the movies. Aldo's putting the TV up this week. So now that people are coming back, we'll be able to do movies and stuff like that. But the if the smart TV, it needs that Wi-Fi connection in order to work. And we don't have a strong Wi-Fi here at all. So that would be a problem. You don't want to be watching a movie and it freezing every half hour.
Yeah, now you have it. You got to have it there.
I know.
Yeah. That's actually, Ron, that's the only other thing I asked for was the increase for the Wi-Fi. The cleaning supplies, I added a little bit more money to that, and just to basically add that money in for the instructor so that we could have who we have on board. That's really all I asked for.
Yeah, you should be fine. Yeah.
I think the Wi-Fi is very important. I really do.
Too. And, you know, we can't really, I think if we had the Wi-Fi, we could also run Zoom classes here for those people that don't have computers. They could come here and take the class from Zoom.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Christine.
Yes.
Do you think it would be helpful to your presentation if the Elderly Commission gave you a memo supporting what you're trying to accomplish with your budget? Just a brief memo of support. Because I'm thinking as you're speaking, what other department serves the public more than the senior center?
I think anything would be helpful, to be honest.
In terms of the public, what other department in Derby, other than the school system with students, serves the public more than the senior center? And this really gets me going when I think of the tax board, because I did go before them once and I could see that they I try to represent the elderly, and I could just see that their hearing aids were turned off except for one man that came forward and said he agreed. He was on the board. I don't know who he was. He said he agreed with everything I said.
I would like to add something to that. I think that I wouldn't want to usurp the board of directors down at the center. I think they should be very involved with this.
Well, that too. I mean, that would go a long way too. But we're really broader in the sense we represent all elderly in the center, in the city.
I know, but they represent the elderly of the center, and this is what
two letters would be even better.
Yeah, or a combined letter, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think anything would be helpful at this point. You know, I don't think that we're asking for a lot from them. In all honesty, I know it's been a very strange year, but I don't think that we're asking a lot. I don't think that I'm asking a lot for the center, realistically. I mean, there's other things I could be asking for, but I think these are the two most important things at this time. And, you know, and I mean, like I said, I think the seniors, a lot of them are on fixed incomes, and adding payment for them to pay for these programs, I just don't think is fair right now.
They pay for their meals. They pay for the big celebrations. They raise money when they can. We used to have the fairs and things that would raise some money. I mean, I think, you know, really for upgrading some of the needs of the center, which you say is very modest, is something that I think the tax board ought to seriously consider.
Christine, what is the timeline for this?
Right now they're in workshops. So I had to present last Tuesday. I know there's other people presenting now. Then they'll go back and they'll either invite you to another workshop to explain more, or they'll ask you for more. But I mean, they have to have the whole budget passed. If I'm not mistaken, Ron, I think it's by the end. Is it by the end of May?
It's by the end of May. I think it's by the end of April. Moved everything
up. Oh, yeah,
up.
Now because up. Yes. So it's the end of April.
April?
Yeah, because the new charter revision is April. I'm sorry.
Okay. Christine, who is the president of the board of directors at the center?
Judy Chepchak.
No. Wait a minute. No, the board of directors of the senior center.
Oh, who's the Brenda Baslick? Okay, I thought you meant the tax board. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay. I don't know. I know her. Okay. I'll give you a call and get her phone number and talk to her.
Okay.
Maybe it could be a collaborative effort. If it works, it works, you know?
Hey, I think that would be good. I think anything that we could do to help it, you know.
I think these boards need some oversight. And to have a little backing behind your proposal, I think would be very helpful. If we're 65% of the population, then I think they can afford to honor some of your modest requests, especially since this year people have been so isolated. I've heard so many people, not even elderly, even the younger people saying, I can't stand this being quarantined and being cut off from so many social things, that I think more than ever, we ought to try to provide as much as possible for relief. And what you're asking for is very modest, but very important.
I agree. So, I mean, I'm lucky because I come to work every day.
That's right.
That I would be stir crazy.
Yeah,
so
you'd be absolutely right. Exactly. So, I mean, I think any support that we can give you, I think would be well worth it. And I think it would jack up that tax board to recognize that we are a big segment of this population and we deserve to have some consideration. Because when I went, the people from the education department lined the walls. One after another got up to the microphone. You were there, Ron, so you know what I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah,
and
sure.
They made their point. They wanted more money.
Okay.
I think we have to kind of show our presence in the city and that we have needs as well, and we pay a considerable amount of taxes to this city, get very little in return.
Okay. And we don't have a big, lavish senior center, and our $210,000 budget is like one quarter of a mil, of 1 mil.
Exactly. So. Okay. And it's only, and I'm only, it would go up, Ron, to 220 total.
Yeah.
With the salaries and the increases that I'm asking, it would go up to 220.
That's nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And it's like, I feel like I'm sometimes fighting tooth and nail for, you know, yeah, I don't have a big budget like the, you know, the Board of Education or anything like that. But I think, to Betty's point, you guys are the seniors are a big portion of the population, and we don't have a lavish senior center. We're not asking for a lot. I'm just trying to get, you know, something so that we can offer some more things to you guys.
Right. So last place they should ever think of cutting.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem.
Okay, listen, Betty, I thank you for your input. I'm gonna take it from there. I'm gonna get Brenda's phone number, give her a phone
okay.
call. And before any letter is sent out, all of you people will get a copy of it, because if it's gonna be from us as a group, you people have to agree. So,
and I could also let you know if I end up on their agenda again, because you can go on their Zoom call also and talk, as long as I'm on the agenda. As long as the senior center is on the agenda for that night, you can speak to the budget. Am I right, Ron?
Yes, in the public portion.
in the public portion, just like you do for this meeting or anything else, but I have to be on the agenda for that workshop. So if it comes up again that I'm invited to go back on the agenda, I could definitely let you guys know that.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Okay, I thank you, and I need approval of the financial report.
So move, Ron.
Okay, second on that?
I'll second it.
Who said that?
Jennifer.
Oh, Jen, hi, okay. okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So move. Okay, Christine, does anybody have any questions for Christine before we proceed?
One last thing, Christine, you haven't heard anything anymore about the Ansonia building, right?
No, and that's funny. I was just going to ask you that. Nothing.
I'm looking at construction there, and it looks like another year, maybe 8 months.
Least.
Oh, so it's funny that it's just dropped, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I reached out to Drew probably a month or so ago, and he said that he was trying to schedule another meeting, and that was the last I heard. So I will definitely reach out to Drew again and ask.
Very good.
I do have a meeting with the executive board next week, and the mayor is coming, so I know that they're going to ask him.
Oh, good.
You don't think any meetings have been taking place, you know, with just certain...
Well, no, because the only reason why I say that is because there's a lady who's on the on the Elderly Commission of Ansonia, who's also a member of Derby Senior Center, so she had said that they had a meeting, and she said that there was no meeting between the two towns about it, because they specifically asked them where they were at with it and everything else. All she right. said the police station is not happy that they're going in there. That was the last she told me. So
yeah, a long way to go.
I think so too.
Yeah. I do too.
Thank you, Christine, for your usual input.
Anytime.
Okay, thanks. All right. Hi, we have the minutes of the January 4th meeting. Does anyone have any comments to add? If not, may I have a motion to accept the minutes of the January 4th meeting?
So move, Ron.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Ron. Okay, hold on, Ron, Jen. I forget I'm taking minutes here. I'm all of a sudden it dawns on me I have to jot down these things. Okay. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, now all business file of life. You know that Patty Finn was taking care of this. And she supposedly, from what I understood, was supposed to be getting notification from, I think it was the Valley Foundation, that, you know, if we did get this grant or not for the file of life, well, When I went down to City Hall for the financial report, I happened to see the mayor, and I asked him, I said, is somebody going through the paperwork to find out if we're getting, you know, if we have gotten this grant or not? And he said, well, somebody is doing it. And he said, I happened to have a meeting with him this afternoon. So I told him that there was a Monday meeting and I would like to report to you people. And I said, if you did hear anything, I said, let me know. And I haven't heard anything. So I don't know if it's lost in the shuffle, if we did not get the grant or what. But I know there's certainly no urgency because.
Somehow you got muted, Shirley.
You muted yourself, Cheryl.
There you go. Oh my goodness.
There you go.
So where did I leave off? I went to the, did I tell you I went to the mayor's office?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I don't know the status of this grant. I don't know if we got it. I don't know if it's lost in the shuffle of paperwork down there. I don't know if we're denied the grant. I don't know. I am lost.
I'll see if I can check into things. I'll ask a few questions and see if anybody knows. Well, next time I come to City Hall there.
As I was mentioning, I know there's certainly no urgency for it, but I would like to know the status, because maybe we'd have to start all over again and maybe use Patty's paperwork, you know, because, all right, I don't know. Is anyone writing grants down there? I don't know.
Not right now. I think it's a great thing, though. We shouldn't let it go. I think we should push it. Well, you know, I'd be, a lot of people would love to have that card right now and get to, you know.
Exactly. Oh, and yeah, and the thing is, you know, if we got the grant and I'm not doing anything with it, it looks as though we're disinterested. We're just not doing anything. So I would really like to know the status, but as I said, I haven't heard from him. And he said he would call if he heard anything. So I just wanted to mention that to you. Okay, as far as new business, so what do you want to do for the next meeting? Do you want to have a Zoom meeting in April, or do you want to meet in person? It's going to be your choice. What do you think?
Well, I've had both my shots. I don't know how everybody's doing, how everybody's feeling. You know, have you had your shots?
I've had both mine. And, you know, I really think Christine had a wonderful setup the other two times that we met down there. And Christina, I'm trusting that you could do the same with spacing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Personally, I like to meet in person.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen, what is your thoughts?
Yeah, we could do that.
Betty, your thoughts?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put down that we are suggesting we're going to meet in person as opposed to the Zoom.
Yeah, you can send that out even today or tomorrow to the people that didn't come today so they get an idea or think about coming.
I will. Well, I'm going to find out about the letter first. And maybe I could do it all at once.
Okay, good.
We have another 3 weeks, though. Okay, is there any other business that anyone would like to bring up? Any new business? Jen? Betty?
I think I'm good.
No, I don't have anything.
Run.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
Well, I have to go to Betty for getting on the call. She did a great job.
Yes, Betty, I'll commend you. Really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I can hear you pretty good. Once in a while, it gets a little fuzzy where I can't quite pick up the conversation. But
okay, well, I can hear you very well. I'm sure everybody else could too. But you did a good job, Betty.
Good.
Okay, listen, there being no further business, if somebody would like to make a motion for adjournment, I'll accept that. It is 3:37. Would somebody like to make a motion for adjournment?
Don't move, Ron.
I'll second.
Okay,
who seconded?
Jen.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Close. So moved.
Very good. We did another Zoom meeting.
Yeah, another Zoom meeting.
Good. Okay. You all did great.
Okay, very good.
Hello, Jen.
Hi.
All you're getting is a picture of the living room.
That's Anita's waiting room. I'm working.
You're working from home?
No, from Anita's.
Oh, okay. I can hear my echo in the background.
Yes, I've heard that on everybody. There's something funny today, but not bad.